Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, Dr. Jonathan Beatty is one of Canada's leading naturopathic authorities. Dr. Beatty, we're talking before about protein and really treating inflammation in the heart. What are some of the foods that foods and supplements that can really help people that have heart issues?
Well, some of the big things people want to focus on that I'm a really, really huge fan of, big supporter of, is fish oils. Easily one of the most overlooked supplements or nutrients that one can take for their heart, because these are the fats that will actually improve inflammation. So that to me is a really, really important one. Probably everybody's first step in my mind should, you know, except for those allergic to it, of course, should take a fish oil for their heart health. Very, very safe thing to take. And it actually limits and gets rid of that inflammation in the cardiovascular system. So again, you're stopping that production of cholesterol at the root of the cause, which is inflammation. Another thing I'm a very big fan of is there's a raw material out there called citronol. And citronol I found to be very, very, very effective at lowering cholesterol and improving cholesterol numbers. Now, I'm not one, as I alluded to at the beginning of my little talk here, interview, I'm not one that really tries to artificially push cholesterol levels down. So in the opposite of a statin medication, which will artificially lower the cholesterol levels by interfering with cholesterol production, citronol I like because it lowers cholesterol by actually correcting the cause, which is it actually gets into the arteries and helps stop and block the inflammation production in the arteries.
But Dr. Beatty, is not the cholesterol trying to do something into those in those arteries, like it's blocking a leak or repairing damage?
Well, exactly. Like the cholesterol is there as required to actually heal the tissue. I mean, a lot of people don't realize cholesterol, it's the precursor to most of our hormones. It is involved in the creation of cell membranes. So the walls of the cells literally will require some of the ingredients in cholesterol in order to be made. As well, cholesterol, it's the precursor for things such as vitamin D. So it's a very, very important nutrient. It's been falsely vilified, cholesterol has. Because again, we see it anytime we see damage. But an analogy I often use with my patients is, every time you see a house burning, there's that red truck with the flashy lights and a bunch of firemen out there with the hose. Our sort of modern medicine approach to that is, well, let's cut the fire department's budget, because every time we see something burning, there's that truck again and a bunch of firemen. It's like every time we see inflammation in the heart, what we're actually seeing is the body's response, and it's trying to heal that. Our response is, instead of looking at let's help put out the fire, instead we just cut the fire department's budget. And that, to me, is the completely backwards way of approaching it. So by looking at something like citronol, something like fish oil, what you're actually doing is you're putting out the fire, decreasing the need for the cholesterol. And in response, your body will thank you by producing just an appropriate amount of cholesterol for its needs and not overproducing it. Because, again, that was the sign of that inflammation. You get rid of the inflammation, you'll get rid of the sign. And even if your doctor doesn't, approach cholesterol from this side of the argument, they'll still appreciate it because they'll look at your cholesterol numbers on your blood test, your cholesterol's improved, and they'll be just as happy.
So you mentioned fish oil, you mentioned stearinol. What other things are great for the heart?
Well, I'm a very big fan of something called serrapeptase, which is it's a type of anti-inflammatory enzyme. And again, here we go back on the same kind of approach, which is looking at what's creating the inflammation actually in the circulatory system. So I'm a really big fan of serrapeptase. Because again, it gets in and actually blocks the production of proteins that produce inflammation in the arteries, that produce inflammation in the veins. So the serrapeptase, if you take it with food, it'll break down the proteins in your diet. So it's a really important thing to take on an empty stomach so that it can actually get into your system, flow through the bloodstream, and break down the proteins that are actually trying to drive the inflammatory processes.
What about things that are good for circulation, Dr. Beattie, like ginkgo, for example? Do they help the heart?
They do help the heart. Ginkgo is a very interesting item because it's, again, often used almost exclusively for improving memory. And the way, of course, it does that, though, is it actually improves circulation to the brain. So the way it helps the brain is by actually bringing more blood to the brain so that it can have more energy to do its job. This improves cognitive function. This improves memory. But the same way it does that for the brain, it actually does that for the rest of the body. So ginkgo biloba, what it does is it actually increases circulation to, you know, to the extremities, to any of the small blood vessels in the body. It's a very, very important thing. And the other thing that's very nice for being protective against heart disease is it actually helps thin the blood. And one of the troubles with heart disease is as the arteries become less elastic, which is, you know, inflammation happens, scar tissue builds up, and the arteries become less elastic, they basically get tight. They get to a point where, you know, blood doesn't flow easily through them. And then if you have a clot, what it will do is it will, as it's traveling through the arteries, you know, it might get stuck. So what ginkgo biloba helps do is actually prevent that formation of a clot, keep your blood moving, keep your blood from clumping together and blocking up the arteries, because it's that blocked artery that we actually call a heart attack.
Dr. Beattie, you know, we're starting to hear more and more about how certain multivitamins or calcium specifically, you know, from the rock source is potentially harming people's heart. You know, those 1,200 milligrams that the medical doctors have been prescribing for a long time, that there is some link possibly to the heart and to heart disease. What is your take on that?
I agree that calcium can actually be quite problematic. And in fact, there's a number of studies that show women who take calcium supplements when they're just taking the calcium carbonate form specifically, and they don't take any of the other nutrients needed for proper calcium implementation into the bones, they have increased risk of heart disease. And it's because the calcium, what it ends up doing is it forms plaques in the arteries. So it actually ends up blocking up these arteries. Now, as I alluded to, it's a bit of a complex problem because what ends up, the problem is that we're over-ingesting calcium, but our bones are made of more than just calcium. So our body, it's like giving your body the idea, okay, let's go build a house. Now, all I'm going to give you are bricks. We're not going to give you any framing material, no shingles, no doors, no windows, none of the other items you're going to need to build these houses. So what your body does is it stockpiles those bricks. And it just kind of stores them wherever it can. Now, the trouble is that it will store them in the arteries. And so this will form calcium plaques actually in the arteries. And as you know, calcium is not very elastic. It forms a nice hard crystal. So that keeps the arteries from being able to stretch and let the blood through. So this is why calcium can be a little bit problematic. Now, even more important there is that you need to be taking something like magnesium with calcium. Again, this is giving your body the other minerals needed to be able to make bone. And most important is vitamin K. Because what vitamin K actually does in the body is it tells your body where to put that calcium. So it's like getting a delivery of bricks to build a house. And then the vitamin K is actually the, you know, kind of getting the blueprint to show the body how to use all of those bricks to build something. And so when you have adequate vitamin K, adequate calcium, and adequate other minerals such as magnesium, your body will actually be able to use all of those nutrients to build bones and not clog up the arteries. And again, when you have that deficiency of vitamin K, that deficiency of magnesium, instead your body just uses all the calcium, and instead of building bones like you're hoping, it's actually just going to build a lot of plaques in your arteries.
Dr. Beattie, we haven't talked about blood pressure. We only have a few minutes left, but what's your take on how people can naturally lower blood pressure?
Probably the biggest thing that people are missing is coenzyme Q10. And a lot of that comes from, you know, decreases. The only place we really tend to get a lot of coenzyme Q10 in our diet is from animal products. So people who are vegetarian or vegan, they really need to watch this in their diet. And I typically recommend higher supplementation to people who follow those diets. But what coenzyme Q10 does is it helps your body to produce energy. So the energy needed for the heart to pump, what it does is it makes it more efficient at using energy and more efficient at using oxygen. So when your heart has to pump really hard, it needs oxygen. The thing is, the heart pumps oxygen to itself. So the harder it pumps, the more oxygen it needs, thus making that it have to pump harder, which means it has to, it needs more oxygen, and it becomes a vicious cycle. Coenzyme Q10 makes your heart more efficient with that oxygen. So what it actually allows the heart to do is it allows the heart to pump harder and slower and deliver more oxygen while using less oxygen. It, to me, is one of the most important ones.
Dr. Beattie, we're right out of time. Do you have a website or a place where people can get more information about what you've been talking about, or a website that you'd like to recommend?
More information can be found. Two good ones to look into, prairienaturals.ca, if you want to find out about things like citronol or the importance of calcium and magnesium or vitamin K. And then people who have any interest in myself, you can find information at btnaturopathic.com.
That's btnaturopathic.com. Dr. Beattie, thanks for coming on the show. It's been great having you.
Thanks for having me again. It's always lovely to be here.
We're right out of time. I want to thank Garrett Perry, our producer, and Reg Fair that made the show possible today. I want to thank you for listening and for producers across the country that are making this show available across the country to you. Have a great, healthy week.